Hallelujah.
Is there anybody that can give testimony in the house that God is faithful? Can you give a testimony today? The Bible says to be thankful in all circumstances. To be thankful. That means you got to have a grateful heart no matter what the situations are. Is there anybody here that has a grateful heart? Give the Lord praise today. The worship team is going to lead us in another song called Gratitude. And I just want the worship team to give it everything they've got, just like they've been doing. I want Cross Point Church to give it everything they have, because we're living today because we are grateful, not just thankful for what God's done. We are just grateful for who He is. And I want to sing the song with you today. And I want you to be in your pew, in your chair, whatever. And I want us to reach heaven today and say, God, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I just don't see it. But for today, I'm going to be grateful for the life you gave me, that the fact that I'm here and I have one more breath to sing praises to your name. Church, in the house and online, let's just be grateful people today in a season of thanksgiving and say, Lord God, I got gratitude in my heart and I'm thankful. Let's sing it together, church.
All my words fall short. I've got nothing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and I'm
Hallelujah. God, we thank you and we praise you in this place, Lord. And we pray that our pitching of praise to you this morning pleased your ears and spoke to your heart, that we are a people overflowing with gratitude, not just for the things you've done for us, God, but for who you are. If you never did another thing for us, as I prayed in the green room before the service, you are enough. And we thank you and we praise you, Jesus, with hearts full of thanksgiving and gratitude. And we're going to watch a video now so you can be seated, but just stay in that attitude of gratitude for who God is. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for life and for breath. And for everything else, you've been so good to us. We thank you for your word that guides us, for your spirit who strengthens us, and for your grace to forgive us. We thank you for this community. We thank you for this church. We thank you for this day, and we thank you for this very moment. We thank you for the seasons of joy and laughter, and we thank you for sustaining us through the valleys and the darkness. In a world where so much is changing, we thank you for being a God who never changes. In a season when we're tempted to focus on what we don't have, help us to be thankful for what we do. May our thanksgivings always outnumber our complaints, and may our lives forever be marked by gratitude. So in every season, in every place, and in every heart, Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you give him praise today, church. Hallelujah. Yeah, we don't want Thanksgiving just to be that time, right? We want our hearts to be filled with gratitude. My heart is very grateful for the man that brings out my podium every single week. Thank you, man. Wow, that was a powerful video. Everybody's Thanksgiving looks different as far as the holiday is concerned, but just because sometimes we feel like we can't be thankful, we say to ourselves, Pastor, I just don't have anything to be thankful for. The inside of my spirit just shakes. Because the mere fact that you could stand in front of your pastor and say that makes me, right? You know, we just got to be thankful and continue to thank God for who he is, not just for what he does for us, right? Church, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. From Cross Point Church to you and your family, happy Thanksgiving. You know, if you're watching online, there are so many, you know, so many of the kids, the Cross Point Crusader Youth Group wanted to come up today, and they did that, and thank you so much for those who came up, those that were chickened out. Thank you anyways. I think they all made it. Right? Thank you. I'm grateful. My wife told me, Pastor Nicole told me that they were going to come up, and I thought that is just awesome. I can't say I know who came up with that idea, but it was great. And we'll certainly do things like that in the very near future once again. And be grateful that we have a whole slew of young people in our youth group here at this church. I am grateful that the numbers are busting out, that I heard from our youth leader, LG, yesterday at our leadership meeting, that she says, Pastor, I need a little bit more room. We're kind of need more room. What a good problem to have, that your youth group needs more space, right? I'm thankful. I'm so grateful. Thank you for the CP Kids Ministry and all the kids that are showing up. I'm so grateful. Thank you for our worship team. I am so grateful that they have gifts and callings and talents that I just do not have. And the body of Christ at this church is so glad that I do not, right? I can't do it. But boy, did God bless this church with some really great musicians. I'm thankful. Yeah, you give them a praise. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that there are so many people that sit in a booth in the back of our worship center on every Sunday morning. So the worship team feels, yeah, give them praise today. I'm thankful. They give up of their Sunday mornings to make sure that the broadcast is being shown to so many people. I am just so thankful for that. And the sound is good, and there's a sound man or two that comes up and helps the pastor when he can't put batteries in his microphone like last week and things like that, and people that put the projection on the screen so you can see the words, because we don't know all the songs, right? We thank you. And boy, there's lights today in this house because somebody is back there controlling the lights, right? Thank you. And there was coffee this morning when you walked in. There was coffee. And there is fatty donuts. Yes, there is fatty donuts when you walked in. And you got to eat those. And guess what? I'm thankful that you don't have to pay for it. I'm thankful for that. Because you're sitting in the church that believes in tithes and offerings. And I'm thankful that our people believe. When the scripture says you give 10% of your first fruits that come into your life, the supernatural blessing of God shows up on your finances, and you can't outgive God. I'm thankful that this church believes in that. I'm thankful. And if you're not living that kind of supernatural life like many of us are, and you're not giving the first fruits of 10% to the kingdom of God through the local church, you are missing the blessings of heaven upon you and your family because you're not walking in what the scripture tells us to do. I grieve for you. It has nothing to do with money. Many of you know that's my heart's desire, is just for the God to outpour his power into your life, but you have to walk in obedience with God's word to get it. I'm thankful. I pulled into the parking lot today, and there was the parking lot attendant, Sean, greeting me as I pulled in. Sean, I'm thankful for you. Thank you. Your pastor has the best pastor staff and support staff I could ever ask for. And if areas that I am just not good at, there's somebody in our team that's a whole lot better than me. And they step up. My pastors and their staff, the support staff, your lead pastor loves you so much, and I am so thankful for you today. I'm thankful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pastor Amber and the kids department, thank you so much for your ministry. And all the, yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that we have life today. Thank you, Lord God. Some of us may not feel that great today. Some of us have felt better, but I want to tell you something. We still have life, like the video talked about. I am thankful for that today. Thankful, so thankful. I'm thankful there's heat in the building today. A little too much heat, right? A little too much heat in the building. That's a cue to our facilities manager maybe to put it down a little notch or two, right? I'm thankful there's heat because guess what, church? Even if there was no heat, we'd still be here having church. So I'm thankful there's heat today. Yep. In the middle of summer, I'm thankful there's air, right? I'm just so thankful. You know what all that thankfulness means? You have a grateful heart. You have a grateful heart. So thankful that so many people continue to join us online and the ministry online continues to grow. I'm kind of amazed, to be honest, that so many people and more people reached out to me this past week. It's just very humbling. And all those that are watching today online from throughout the United States and the 12 countries that this church has broadcasted to, I thank you today. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you. It's a great day to be in God's house. It's a great day to be in God's house. We're in a two-part series called Thankful to Grateful. It's a transformation from just not just thanking God for things he has done, but being grateful for who he is. Right? And we're moving through that. What's the difference? Well, thankful is our reaction to a specific blessing or favorable event. It's primarily based on a specific situation or circumstance. It's not always like that. Gratefulness, right, and thankfulness kind of overlap, but gratefulness goes deeper than thankfulness. It's a constant attitude that goes beyond just a situation or a circumstance. It's a sense of trust, of faith, acknowledgement of God's constant presence and provision regardless of the situation we face. I'm so grateful that he's like that, right? We can be thankful but not live grateful. See, we can be thanking him for things he does but not live a grateful life. That transformation from being thankful to grateful is a divine shift in your life. It's a transformation. Being grateful who God is. See, thankfulness is just recognizing God's provision. Gratefulness is recognizing God's relationship with you. It's a relationship. Psalms 136:1 says, give thanks to the Lord. That's the recognition of the provision. Give thanks. That's the recognition of the provision that God gives you. And then it says, for he is good. That's who he is and why he does it. And we give him thanks for that. Recognizing that relationship because he's so good and so good to us, right? Last week we talked about being thankful. The title of last week's message was I'm Thankful, and I used 1 Chronicles chapter 16 as an outline of gratefulness. And David was bringing the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem, right? And boy, were they thankful that they could do that, and they were living grateful that they were able to get it done. They were grateful. They were so grateful that they had a celebration of thankfulness. And I taught you last week that they had some crazy worship just like we had today. Crazy worship. And in 2025, folks, we're going to have crazy worship nights. You laugh, though, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have just nights of worship. And have the worship team bring us into the presence of God. Here's something you'll be thankful for. We'll have just worship, but no message, right? You just come in and praise, right? And we're going to do that. And that's what David was doing. They decided they're just going to be thankful and live grateful that God and the Ark of the Covenant was coming back to Jerusalem. They had no place to put it. The Jerusalem temple, it wasn't there. So they built a tent, and they put it there temporarily. But that didn't stop them. We taught you last week that they had burnt offerings and peace offerings. The burnt offerings were consumed at the altar. The peace offerings were consumed about halfway and then distributed to the people, especially the worshipers, the Bible says, because that was representing God's provision back to them. Pastor Nicole told us to pitch our hands and our praise, like I taught you last week, to heaven as you come down and worship or worship in your seat. And that's what we did. And that's what they did. And then David appointed a worship team. They had all kinds of stuff, but they didn't have the Crosspoint worship team, right? They didn't have the Crosspoint Crusader youth group there that day, but they had a whole bunch of people. And David started writing these songs, the Bible says. The Bible says they prayed, they proclaimed, and they praised. And that word thanks in the Hebrew is to pitch the praise that Nicole talked about this morning. To pitch it back to heaven. Open up your hands and pitch it back to heaven. Why? Let the whole world know how thankful you are. Don't keep it a secret. Your thankfulness created a celebration which became crazy worship. You know, the Spirit gets a hold of you and you just can't help yourself sometimes. The God takes over you and moves you into an attitude of deep, grateful worship. God loves that. Taught you 4 reasons last week to be thankful. The first one was because God wants us to be. Thank him for all the circumstances. We taught you that recognizing everything is from God, we own nothing. Just be thankful. Just he lets us use what we have. Boy, I'm thankful. Not being thankful hinders us from moving forward. Why? Because we're stuck in this spot. Because God wants you to be humble with humility. And be thankful and live grateful. And he moves you forward. Some of us may be stuck right where we're at for a long time because we're just so concerned about what we don't have and not thankful for what we do. Many of us have had nothing, and many of us have had many things. I'm just grateful God is who he is, right? We talked about giving thanks changes our perspective. That's the lens that Pastor Mike taught us a few weeks ago. It changes that perspective in our lives. It's just different. When you start saying, I am thankful, and I'm going to live a grateful life, your perspective really changes. It takes the focus off of you. It puts the focus on the relationship in heaven between you and your Savior, right? When our thankfulness is consistent and steadfast and genuine, we become what the Bible calls a grateful person. We become a grateful person, and that makes us grateful. That's what we're talking about today. A few days away from Thanksgiving, I am grateful. Is there anybody in the house today that says, I am grateful? Yeah, I'm grateful. Here's something I think God is really grateful for. I think God just smiles when people in the worship center of the local church praise his name in a praise offering. I just think he gets really excited. So don't ever be afraid to give him praise. Don't ever be afraid. That warmed my heart, and I am so grateful, church, as the worship team started to sing that last song. I didn't have to call you down front. People started making their way down to the altar. Why? The Bible says you are drawn to the altar. You're thankful what heaven's doing for you. You don't have explanation for some of the things that happened in your life, but you're just living grateful. You're drawn down to the altar. Many people came to the altar. I'm going to give you that opportunity again in a few short moments. Today, I'm grateful. Thankfulness is where it all begins. It's the immediate response of the heart when we recognize a blessing in our lives. It's the natural reaction to God's provision. When we receive an answered prayer or see a blessing, we instinctively say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And we sing about it even. We say, I thank God. So much, right? It's tied to a specific moment. And gratefulness shows up and begins the transformation in our lives. Over those times, we see God's faithfulness, which we sang about, and all those things that happen in our lives, we continue to be thankful, and this transformation takes place. We start to live grateful. We don't live on the milk of just being thankful for some provision he provides us. We start living grateful for just who he is. And it kind of sneaks up on you. See, gratefulness is a mindset, church, a way of living that transcends your circumstances. Being grateful isn't limited to what's happening around us. It flows from who God is. Now, I'm going to teach you some things today, some things you've heard before, because I'm going to have to lay some foundation, but I'm going to teach you a couple things you probably may have never saw before in God's Word, so we might as well just jump right in and give you an example of a mother-in-law. Now, many of you have mother-in-laws, right? Now, if you've got a mother-in-law, raise your hand, right? Now, if you have a good mother-in-law, no, don't go there. No, I'm not going to say, no, no, yeah. I've got a good mother-in-law. I know I do. You know, I'm really spoiled, Pastor. I got the greatest wife ever, and I've got a really good mother-in-law, and I got the greatest wife ever because I have a really great mother-in-law. That's why, right? And that makes me thankful and very grateful. But there's a mother-in-law story here in the scripture that I'm going to show you something, and it's in Luke 4, 38 through 39. Jesus is out early in his ministry. He's just doing some miracles. He's doing what Jesus does. He heads over to a certain house, and here we pick it up where he says, and he arose and left the synagogue, in Capernaum is where he was, and he enters Simon's house. Peter, right? He's going to Simon's house. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. That means she was so sick that she would struggle to appeal directly to Jesus. So the people that are in the house start to appeal, the family starts, and the friends start to appeal to Jesus, do something. Why? Because back then, there's people that had medicines that wasn't working. But people back then, they have these processes of situations, and it's not working. She's still got a high fever. She's really sick in bed, and here comes Jesus. And so they appeal to Jesus on her behalf. I would do that on behalf of my mother-in-law. I've done that many times. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever. He didn't give her penicillin, church. He didn't write a prescription. He just stood over her and said, "Fever be gone." And what happened? It left her. Now, right there in the scripture, it said it left her. But that's not the end of the story. It just left her. You've got to ask yourself, was she thankful? Because the scripture doesn't say she came out and said, "Thank you." It goes so much deeper. See, it wasn't just a life of thankfulness for just being healed at that moment. Something happened that we probably don't even see in scripture. Gratitude life, a lifestyle of gratitude, shows up in the mother-in-law. In Luke 4:39, it's probably already on the screen, it says, "And immediately she rose and began to serve them." Church, we probably read that a million times, but we probably didn't understand that what that means is she skipped right over the thankfulness and moved right into my life. I am so grateful for this man that stands over me. I am just going to get up right now, and I am just going to serve everybody. Because my life is grateful for this man. She bypassed the thankfulness. Does that mean, Pastor, she wasn't thankful? Heavens no. It means she was so grateful, she went right to work. Because it's a matter of the heart and her condition of the heart. She immediately got up to serve. Which introduces grateful lifestyle in her life. Immediately, she got up. And I love the scripture when it says, "And rose and began to serve who?" It doesn't say she got up just to serve Jesus, the one who healed her. She got up and served who? Everybody. All of them. See, people that live grateful lives, they have gratefulness in their heart. It's a condition of the heart. They know who Jesus is, and Jesus wants the service to be to everybody. I have a feeling, church, if it was in the scripture, if she started just to serve him alone, he would back away and say, "No, serve them before you serve me." He didn't have to do that because she lived grateful, and she just got up and did it. It's a power representation of selflessness. She didn't linger in her healing. She didn't lay there and say, "Wow, look at me now. I have been made whole." She got up. She went to work. And I love when it says she arose and began. That means she rises up and serves. People rise up and serve. She didn't need accolades that day. She didn't need to say, "Look at me now. I'm made whole. This guy did it for me. Thank you very much. Now I'm back to who I am. I can go do what I want to do." It didn't say that. It says, "I got up and she served them." And she went to work. See, her gratitude manifests in action. She ministered to Jesus and those present. See, thankfulness to gratefulness is three easy steps. And I'm going to give you those three easy steps here real quick. It'll be real quick. It's kind of going to be like an infomercial. Remember infomercials? That's right. Now, here's the ones I remember. I love these. When I was growing up, they're still out there. I just don't watch those channels anymore, right? Now, you can buy this thing online or on the TV screen at the time, and they tell you how to pay for it. They say it like this. They say, 3 easy installments, right, of $39.95 or whatever it is, and you can own this thing. 3 easy installments, right? Now, I know, without a doubt, that there are people in Cross Point Church today and watching online that made those 3 easy installments, right? Those are those infomercials. I'm going to give you that infomercial today, but I'm not going to ask you to pay for those. The first one is recognizing God's presence in all things. That's the key one. You know, I'm just going to lay some foundation before we move on. And you've got to think about this as we go through the message this morning. You've got to recognize God's presence in all things. God is present in all things. See, God is present not only in our blessings, but also the struggles. Romans 8:28 says it like this. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him. Causes things to happen, permits things to happen, allows things to happen, transitions our challenges to opportunities for growth in our lives. He causes, allows, permits things to happen. Why? Pastor, why? Why do I have to suffer? Why do these things happen in my life? Why do I have to be thankful? Why do I have to live grateful for all these things? Why? Tell me, we haven't said those things, right? See, when we trust that God is weaving every moment into his greater plan, our hearts can remain grateful even in uncertainty. So when we key on the fact that God is present in all things, no matter what's happening in our lives, when we're keying on that and we're remembering that, we may not understand it, we may not feel thankful for it at the time, but the fact is, I'm trying to get through, is just remember he's still there. Watch what happens here in a few moments, and you'll understand even more so. God is weaving that in your life. The second way we move from thankful to grateful, we develop a daily practice of being grateful. See, thank you, Lord, makes us move on. It acknowledges God. It's what he wants from us, but when we say thank you, Lord, sometimes we just move on to the next thing. And if you're not living grateful and seeing that he's the key in everything, and you say, thank you, Lord, for the blessing and provision for this thing, we move on, right? The grateful life doesn't just move on. The grateful lifestyle is living thankful. It's the reason your pastor gave you a challenge last week. Because I wanted to develop a daily practice of us being grateful. I said to you in the morning, thank God for what he's going to do. Did you do that? I didn't call you. I didn't text you. We didn't put out all kinds of information because I wanted to come back today and see how many people would say in their spirit, I did that. You woke up in the morning and you said, something's going to be happening today for me that I'm going to be thankful for. I just know it. I'm going to speak that and believe it. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. In the evening, I said to you, thank God for what he had done that day. Pick something. Pastor, I had nothing to be thankful for that day. Oh, yes, you did. And I say it all the time. If you're putting your head on the pillow in the evening and you're still breathing, you got something to be thankful for. Because God just gave you another day. Lord God, I'm grateful for that. And I was teaching you the daily practice of being grateful, and you didn't even know it. I was teaching you for today, this moment right here. Being grateful, thanking God regardless of what we thought he did or didn't do that day. Just being grateful. Regardless of whether we thought he did anything. It's a dangerous place to be, folks. I don't think God did anything today. See, the thoughts like this, a grateful lifestyle isn't just a feeling, it's a discipline. See, if you get into the discipline of thanking God every day, you become grateful. You become grateful. You have disciplined yourself. See, a grateful heart gives thanks regardless of the situation. The Apostle Paul taught us, he says, I have learned. Remember that a couple weeks? I have learned. We have learned to be thankful. We have learned to be grateful. We are learning how to live a grateful lifestyle. Right? Psalm 92:1 says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. That's what we do every Sunday morning. That's what we do on Wednesday night. We sing praises to the Most High. Third infomercial. Quick thing. Third way we move from thankful to grateful, it transforms your relationship with other people. Living grateful transforms how you relate to others. You think? It certainly does, because it makes you different. And you can spot a person that lives a grateful lifestyle a mile away. Because they're just not pulling, just thanking for all the stuff that comes into their lives. They're just living grateful for God and who He is. And that starts to rub off. It starts to rub off onto other people in your relationships with each other. You can spot that person a mile away. Because Colossians 3:15 through 16 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. That's what happens. Peace shows up. You're grateful. Peace inside your heart. We are members of one body. You were called to be peace and to be thankful. Gratefulness reminds us what James 1:17 says. Every good and perfect gift comes from heaven. Comes from heaven. To whom? To you and I. Are we thankful for it? Are we living grateful that we are receiving it? And then what do we do when we get it? Every perfect gift, what do we do when God blesses you with a gifting? I watched this morning giftings before I even walked on the pulpit. Giftings. You are stewards of the giftings that God gives you. Be grateful. If you're sitting here today with a gifting and you're not using it for the kingdom, you're not a good steward of the gifting. You're not a good steward. You've got to be a good steward, right? The scripture commands us to be grateful. We're going to use the scripture a couple times this morning. We reviewed it last week. We're going to go deeper today. Hold on. Buckle your seatbelt. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. The scripture reads like this. Give thanks in all circumstances. That means grateful regardless. For this is the will for your life in Christ Jesus. I've got a question for us today. Why doesn't it say for all circumstances? But it says in all circumstances. There's a monumental difference that many of us never realize. And maybe some of you have realized. It doesn't say for all. It says in all. And let me teach you something today. There's a huge difference. The thought is like this. God doesn't ask us to be thankful for pain, suffering, or loss. He asks us to find reasons to be grateful even though we have to endure it. That's why it says that. In all. That means you're going to have it in all situations. There's going to be stuff. If it says for all, God would be telling you to be thankful and have a grateful life for all the pain and suffering we go through. He's not saying that. He's saying to you, it's going to happen. So find a reason in the midst of it to be thankful and grateful. Church, I just gave you a key. Whether you unlock the door with it, I don't know. But I just taught you something, I pray, that would transform your life from being thankful to being grateful. Because you're going to go through stuff. We're all going to go through stuff, right? Already have. In all circumstances. Not for all, but in all. Why in all? Because being grateful is a declaration of trust in God's sovereignty. It says, Lord, I may not understand this situation, but I trust you are in control, and I believe you are working this out for my good, because I'm going to go through it. It's in all things. I just love it, because God didn't ask me to be thankful for all that pain and stuff that I've been through. All those situations that you and I have been through, he doesn't ask us to be thankful for that. He's just asking to find us, to find him in the midst of it and live grateful for who he is, right? David was grateful, being chased by Saul, wants to kill him. He penned Psalms 34:1. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times, at all times. in every moment, always. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. As a man is tracking him down to kill him, he's penning psalm and saying, I'm still going to be grateful. I thank you, Lord God, and I'm going to be grateful all the time, no matter what the situation looks like. In the midst of danger, in the midst of uncertainty, he made a declaration in his life. He decided to praise as opposed to complain. He says, I'm going to praise. The complaining part's not working for me, so I'm just going to praise and live grateful. The man's right behind me. He's got a sword. He's going to probably try to kill me. I know he's after me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That church is a grateful lifestyle. If you're sitting here today or watching and you're suffering for some sickness or ailment or situation, many of us are. I know many of your stories. We live grateful. Lord God, I don't understand when my healing's coming. I don't know if the medicine's going to touch me. I don't know. But I live grateful because I know I serve a risen Savior. And I still know he sits on the throne of my heart. And I am thankful that I accepted him as Savior. And I'm grateful that I could go to heaven in my prayer time. I got a place to go. I'm not on an island. I'm not by myself. David was thankful. Job was thankful and grateful. You know the story of Job. God gave him everything. God allowed everything to be taken from him. And in the midst of his anguish, in the midst of his being as low as he possibly could go, in the midst of a guy that should not even say, I thank you, in the midst of a situation that he should not be living grateful life, he shouldn't, you know, practical things just would tell us he probably shouldn't be grateful. He's the worst, sickness, disease, and all kinds of things, and lost his family, lost his health, lost everything, and you know the story in Job, he lost it all. Laying there kind of in his own sicknesses. He says in Job 1:21, the Lord gave me everything and the Lord took it away. But I'm going to live grateful anyways. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to live grateful. See, he didn't have to give me anything is what he means. He didn't have to do any of it. So he lived grateful. Job living grateful and making the declaration in that scripture allowed God to come in and restore everything he had lost two times. Now, if he wouldn't have said that, if he wouldn't have been in that attitude of gratefulness, if it wouldn't have been a lifestyle in his life, he would have stayed where he was. Right there. But he didn't. He rose up and said, God, thank you. You gave me something, it left me, but bless your name anyways. See, a grateful lifestyle is deeper than that moment, that situation, that circumstance or event. We're going back to the scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We're going to talk about this again. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for your life. And church, I want to concentrate now on the words in all circumstances, not just in all circumstances. In all circumstances is not easy. Because what the scripture is teaching us is whatever you're going to face in all your circumstances, it's not going to be easy. There's going to be something that shows up. And here's what God asks us to do. Grateful people recognize that every moment, every trial, every blessing, and even every setback is part of the bigger picture. Gratitude becomes an ongoing response woven in the fabric of who we are. And how we respond determines how far we go. A grateful life brings glory to heaven. It brings glory to heaven. It transitions our thoughts and situations from us and everything that we're going through to heaven. God, I don't know, but I'm still grateful. Job's cry, David's cry. I could have had so many examples. I gave a couple quick examples that I thought many people would understand. But the grateful life brings glory to God. It takes the focus off of you and I, church, and puts it on heaven and the relationship we have with heaven. When we live grateful, we become people who see God's hand in every part of our lives. When we're living grateful, we stop taking our blessings for granted. And we let every moment remind us of God's goodness. Now, this happens for many of us on a Thursday called Thanksgiving Day. See, for some reason, we get together with friends and family, most of us. Some don't, some can't. And they get around the table, or at least they get with a friend or something, and they give thanks. But that doesn't mean we're living grateful. See, we can sit around the Thanksgiving table and give thanks for the moment, but not live grateful. In church today, I want to live grateful, regardless of whether you have a Thanksgiving meal or not. We want to live grateful. We concentrate on the things God has given us and not the things that you think God should give you. And so when you make this transformation in your mind from thanking him for what he's done to thanking him for being grateful in just the gratefulness of who he is, that transformation is a supernatural spiritual thing. It takes you from living situationally to living just a lifestyle of thanking God for who he is. It's really simple, but it's really hard to get there. Because we're taught in this society that we thank people who gives us stuff. It's kind of like ingrained in human culture. It's kind of like in the DNA, we thank them for giving us. And if they don't give us what we want to be given, we don't thank them. I didn't get the big raise I should have had last year, so boy, I better get that raise this year. They owe me. I spent most of my year sick, Pastor. I think God owes me a healing. I didn't get the grades that I wanted at school. I think the professor or teachers have to get me. Mindset. It's a transformation of how we think. God just tries to get our attention. God tries to make us understand. And I'm challenging the church today to be grateful for what he has given you and not what you want to be given. We're not talking about just stuff. We're talking about just life, whatever that may be. Because the enemy will have you run around all over the place looking for something that you think you need or have to have. And God says in his word, I am all you need. Be grateful. The beginning and the ending of I'm all you need, just be grateful. An attitude of gratitude. Be grateful. No matter what. So this Thanksgiving, no matter what your Thanksgiving table looks like, church, I challenge my church who I love dearly and I am thankful for and I live an attitude of gratefulness for you. But I challenge you, though, around the table to be grateful. Thank God for those provisions, no matter what the table looks like. Maybe the table is just holding somebody's hand across a table at a coffee shop or something. Or maybe it's a big meal with a bunch of family. I don't know. Maybe some of you have to walk to get there. Some of you will have that family come to you and pick you up. It doesn't matter. Or maybe you don't have a table at all. I want to make Thanksgiving a year-round celebration. Not just for this Thursday. I want to make it a year-round celebration. The Bible says in Psalms 104, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and what? Have some crazy worship. See, I want to enter in his presence this morning before we leave. Again. And I want to do it with an attitude of gratitude, with a grateful heart. I want Cross Point Church and all those watching online to come together as a church family, pitch our praises to heaven, and say, God, I'm not living on circumstances, events, and situations anymore. I am just going to live grateful. No matter what it looks like, I'm going to live grateful, and I'm just going to let you do what you got to do, but I'm just going to live grateful no matter what I think it looks like. That is the key, church. of the grateful lifestyle. And I'm going to give you that opportunity to live that, walk in that, proclaim that, pitch praises to heaven for it, because I'm going to ask the Cross Point Church family, as our worship team breaks back into the song Gratitude, I'm going to give you the opportunity to stand up, leave your pew, come down to the altar and say, God, I don't care what it looks like this year. I'm pitching praises because I'm going to live grateful today no matter what. Is there anybody in the Cross Point Church house that will do that with their pastors today? Church, let's stand up and come down and pitch praises to heaven in an attitude of gratitude.
All that I have is a hallelujah.
I hear your praise today, people. I hear your praise, your thankfulness, Lord. I hear I am the God you seek. I am the Lord of your life. Pitch your praises to me, and I will receive them, and I will respond to them. Hallelujah. Church, give him praise today. Give him praise. Give him praise. Leave here today. We're going to go out as a family of God with a grateful heart, thanking him for everything he's done. Let's pray. Father God, thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, for those people that needed that transformation, thank you, Lord God. As we enter into a season of thanksgiving, Lord God, I thank you that you made a transformation in many of our hearts. Lord God, you took us from just being thankful to being grateful. Lord God, I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, pitch a praise and give him a hallelujah. Woo! Come on, church.
He picked me up. Oh, you picked me up. Turned me around. Placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. Because you healed my heart. Changed my name. Forever free. I'm not the same. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. Because you picked me up. Turned me around. Placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. Because you healed my heart. Changed my name. Forever free. I'm not the same. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior.
leave today grateful.
Amen.
We're going to leave pitching praise, right? Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you for bringing us into the Cross Point Church house. Lord God, thank you that we're going to live grateful no matter what it looks like. Father God, I pray for the Cross Point Church family. Lord God, those in the house and those online, Father God, I pray that you outpour a supernatural, extra special blessing this week. And at the end of the week, when they come back into church on Sunday, they will proclaim that you have done something new, that you have done something different, and they will give thanks because they are living grateful with expectation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great week, church.